This is like our song to Rob Pizzola. We thought we broke up with him, but he's actually going to join us. He's finishing taping something. He'll join us every Wednesday around this time, around 4 o'clock. We'll do the headlines, and then we'll just bring him in and incorporate him into the show and get some picks from him. I'll start the 4 o'clock hour here with the stock market report, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. The stock market today was a bloodbath. It was brutal. It was the Dow Jones was down 600 and something points at one point this morning. Everything closed up. It all turned around towards the end of the afternoon. Dow Jones ends up 124 points. The S&P 500 ends up 58 points. The NASDAQ ends up over 2%, 369 points. So it was a remarkable turnaround on Wall Street today.
Yeah, she tried to scare me. I thought something went wrong.
Well, I knew you weren't paying attention today, and my emotions got toyed with today, so I wanted to toy with your emotions.
I just went into my little Morgan Stanley account. I'm like, oh, goodness.
Let's get headlines. Rob Pizzola is going to join us during, you know, this segment at some point, maybe during the headlines. Headlines from Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
The Marlins lost earlier today, 3-1. They had the bases jacked.
Oh, no.
Failed to bring home any runs.
I'm just living through it again with you as you were saying the bases were loaded. It reminded me of watching it live here last hour.
All right, here's your Dolphins news. Dolphins, Bills, tomorrow, 8:15 p.m. That is your start time from Hard Rock Stadium. Don't forget, you can listen to Game Day Uncensored here. So, Raheem Mostert is out for tomorrow. We know that. Mm-hmm. Devon Achane practiced today. We don't know his status yet for tomorrow. It appears he will be a game-time decision.
Okay.
You guys want to hear Mike McDaniel again talk about that?
I'm fine without it.
I don't know what he was talking about.
So those are your big headlines as far as the Dolphins and the Bills go. We're going to get the official injury reports coming up a little bit later for both teams. Remember, Josh Allen is
technically... It's out. It's out for the Dolphins.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Would you like me to share it with you?
Sure.
Raheem Mostert out, we know, did not practice. Malik Washington out, did not practice. Devon Achane and Elijah Campbell, both questionable, and both had limited practice today. Jalen Phillips, limited practice, but he's playing. Liam Eikenberg, Jalen Ramsey, they're on the list, but they had full practices. They're playing. And David Long Jr. seems like he's listed with a finger, but it looks like he's going to play as well. So the only two officially out are Raheem Mostert and Malik Washington.
Yeah, so Josh Allen was technically or is on the injury report, but he's had full practices every day, and we knew that he'd be playing tomorrow. So no second... Or, I don't know, no option there. No other option there. He's going to play tomorrow.
I was not going to throw him a lifeline. I had to know where that was going.
No other option.
Sorry, man. Rob had just connected, so I got caught up there.
Oh, way to impress him. All right, you can bring him up. We'll just continue on with the headlines with Rob Pizzola joining us. All right, there is the... great-looking man in Canada, Rob Pizzola. He joins us on he's going to join us on Wednesdays at this time. I'll bring you on officially here. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, and he comes to us courtesy of Forward Progress, which is part of the Hammer Betting Network. Forward Progress produces daily NFL betting content to keep you informed and help you get a step up on the books. So check out Forward Progress on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow Rob on Twitter as well at Rob Pizzola. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
We're in the middle of headlines. Solana got tongue-tied. I don't know if you heard it, but you probably immediately regretted your decision to somehow find a way to carve some time into your day for our show. But we appreciate it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I regretted it. You had such an enthusiastic ad read for Forward Progress off the top there that I'm ecstatic to be here.
That's how I do it. I give them a little, I sprinkle a little, you know.
A little sassy on it.
A little second.
Little Crowder powder on there.
He's got new flavors coming out.
You know
got
what?
New flavors.
I've been using the Crowder powder. I have. This is not like, you know, Crowder's not paying me to say this stuff or whatever.
I bought it. I literally bought the Crowder powder and then paid for the international postage to send to you. Damn right he's not paying you to say this.
I wasn't familiar or aware of all those details. I do appreciate that, Mark, but we have been using it in the Pizzola household. It's a big hit here. The wife also enjoys it, and it's tough.
Well, he's got some new flavors coming out. I believe I sent you probably MVP, meat and veggie powder. What have you got coming out?
We got the real deal, which is seafood, and we have the nacho average, which is taco seasoning. It's delicious.
Oof. All right. We'll get something. Finish up with the headlines, Solana.
Yes, sir. So I held off on this story specifically for Rob to be here. Hawk, I know you sent it to us yesterday, but this was really cool. So Roberto Luongo reportedly responded to a goalie needed ad. I think it was on Facebook, and he helped like a beer league team, just a couple of guys who play in like
with
some sort
championship.
Of rec league in a championship. Defeat the 5-time defending champions in that playoff game. They won 4-2. Rob, I brought it up specifically with you here because he was wearing like a Florida Panthers jersey, but all the guys he was playing with, I couldn't make out what it said, but it was the Toronto Maple Leafs logo that they all had on their jersey.
It's just a nice jersey. I don't know what team it was. I'm very confused. I read this story today, though. I'm very confused by it. Because this is a championship game of a beer league. You can't just bring in ringers. Like, if you're missing players, you can't just, especially not a professional goalie. Like, the other team is obviously complaining after the game about the fact that they played against a former NHLer. I'm not buying this. There's some sort of stink.
Well, is it possible that it was the championship game and they said, listen, our goalie, he's had this European vacation planned. Like, we don't have a goalie. And the opposing team goes, you know what? If you can find someone, go ahead. If not, you have to forfeit. And they're like, okay, what if we put something up on Facebook? They go, okay. And Roberto Luongo answers.
I mean, it's within the realm of possibility, but I'll say this. Whenever I've played a lot of like beer league sports, hockey, soccer. Whenever there's a ringer that comes in on the other team and you know that they're a ringer, there becomes an attempt to injure aspect of the rest of the game where you're like, no, that we're not getting beat by it. As soon as they figured out this was Roberto Luongo in net, like somebody probably must have taken a run at him or said something to the ref, like, what's going on here? This guy's not. You know, shouldn't be able to play. This seems like a very PR-ish story. That's all I'm getting at. I'm not sure this is truly a championship game, or I don't know. That's calling BS.
The thing jumped out to me was that they won 4-2, so that means some drunk salesman scored two goals on the Roberto Luongo.
Well, you don't know that Luongo wasn't drunk. I mean, a lot of these guys have beer in the water bottle. A lot of the goalies have beer in the water bottles for these games, so you have no idea.
Or he spent too much time eating spaghetti out of the damn Stanley Cup all summer.
It sounds like Pizzola might be a conspiracy theorist. He looks at a story, and then he's just got to undercut it somehow. You know, I bet you think people aren't eating cats in Springfield.
Well, the cats and dogs eating. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know what's happening. It could happen.
We don't know what's happening. We don't know. I saw a tweet today that says Canada must feel like they're living above a meth lab.
Well, no, but you know what? Our politics are very similar. They're just not as drastic, I would say. I will say in all honesty, I don't mean to offend anyone. I don't take politics extremely seriously, but I tuned into the debate last night because I wanted to laugh. I wanted to have a good laugh.
Well, you definitely
and I did.
Got that.
Mission accomplished with that. So it is a little bit like that, but we have our own problems in Canada, so it's not like it's all roses here as well.
All right, finish up the headlines real quick here, Solana, so that I can get to the picks with Rob Pizzola.
I mean, if it was Marc-Andre Fleury who did that, Pizzola would have sung his praises, but since it's not a Canadian, you know.
Did you call him Marc-Andre Fleury?
Marc-Andre Fleury.
All right, well, just check.
Roberto Luongo is Canadian.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing there, Solana.
He had to look up that dude's name.
Yeah. Yeah. You sure? You sure? Goes, huh?
Yeah,
he thought he was born and raised in Parkland
for Canada. Yeah, he lives in Parkland now because he played for the Panthers. But yeah.
You sure about that? I'm not entirely sure.
Who is the guy that you go, this is a shocking bit of news, so and so isn't Irish? It was like
the Dolphins, the guy that the Dolphins signed to their practice squad. What's his name?
It was obviously an Irish guy. But Solana looked him up on Wikipedia, and because he was born, you know, in Indianapolis, Solana goes, this is shocking. You know, Brett O'Malley is not Irish. He's from Indiana. And we're like, well, no, he is Irish.
Irish heritage, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866. Great to have you back, Rob. 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 70s, 85 degrees. That is your weather.
Follow Rob Pizzola on Twitter. He's a great follow if you're a sports gambler. And he's going to join us, like we said, around 4 o'clock on Wednesdays. He's extremely busy doing picks and radio hits and YouTube stuff. Like, he's just – so this is a luxury for us. We appreciate it. Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites over the Bills tomorrow night.
Yeah. So this kind of had back and forth action. The early action kind of moved towards Buffalo in the game, back out towards Miami. Interestingly enough as well, there's a lot of money coming in on the under in this game. Opened up at 51, down to 48.5. And we're in week 2 of the season here. So this is what we call overreaction week in the NFL. Lots of people just remember what they saw in week 1 and they assume that that's what the team is going to be going forwards. And it's not always the case. This is a new-look Buffalo team. They want to run the ball. They heavily want to run the ball. They did that last week successfully against Arizona. Arizona has no defensive line to speak of, one of the worst in the entire league. That was successful for Buffalo, but I'm not necessarily sure it's going to be a blueprint for success against Miami this week. On the other side, Miami, mixed bag for me watching the game last week, because if Travis Etienne doesn't fumble through the end zone, they probably end up losing the game. But he does. And the game completely flips. Tua throws for 300 yards. They have some explosive plays in there. I'm more inclined to believe what we saw in the latter half of the game is closer to the true Miami. But they are going to have some issues with the offensive line this year. They're going to have some issues in terms of generating a pass rush in the early going this season with Bradley Chubb on IR as well. So I get that people want to bet the under here because of this new look Bills. But Mike McDaniel, to me, is still an offensive mastermind. I think that they're going to be able to move the ball. You have Josh Allen on the other side, which, I mean, candidly, he just took over the game against Arizona last week. He's hard to stop. So I expect points in this game. I want to bet the over here. In terms of the side, I think we're right where we should be, honestly. I think these teams are very, very close to equals on a neutral field. You throw in home field advantage for Miami. You give them a bump because it's a primetime game for Thursday night football, and the crowd will be a little bit more rocking there than usual if it's just a Sunday afternoon game. But I think this is just going to be a good game, and I think we're going to see a lot of points. So I'm attacking it by betting the over.
All right. I'm going to give you my gambling tip. You always give us tips. So during the entire offseason, Crowder can attest, I have said – Tua is going to unveil a new wrinkle in his game. He stayed healthy last season. He is going to scramble, where the last season he hit the deck. It didn't matter how many yards they needed. So last week, I'm waiting for the Tua rushing prop to come out. Yep. They set it at 2.5. Mm-hmm. I hammer the over. Crowder did as well. Everyone who listens to this show did, and we cashed that ticket. And all week, I have waited. Finally, last night, the rushing prop was put up, even though there's no other rushers listed for the Dolphins because we're still in a little bit of state of flux with Achane, Jeff Wilson Jr. We know Mostert's not going to play. Set at 4.5. I made the largest bet I've ever made. Tua over rushing yards, 4.5. I'm going to play the Tua rushing yard over all season until the books catch up. And I invite you to join in on this free money.
So I actually like what you're saying here, because oftentimes year over year, you will see new wrinkles in the offense. You'll see players who do different things. I expect Tua to come under more pressure than he did last year. I think that encourages him to take off and run a little bit more. I'll take you one step further. I bet Tua to score a touchdown tomorrow night, rushing touchdown at 10-1. The reason being, Raheem Mostert is out. Devon Achane is out. You probably obviously get like, not out, sorry. Achane has a chance to play, but could be limited. Jeff Wilson, Jalen Wright are your other backs. But typically speaking, when you have games where starters are out, you tend to get the same numbers on the rest of the players on the team that aren't adjusted enough. Like, you get down to the goal line here and you don't have your number one or number two running back. It's not outside the realm of possibility that you call a quarterback keeper to Tua or a naked bootleg or something like that. It really changes the playbook in these types of games. So I like your look, Mark, personally. I like that you're taking a stance on this is not accounted for yet. I'm going to keep betting it until the number is changed. I think that's a smart way to do things. I like to take some long shots as well. I like Tua to score a touchdown.
All right. I'm going to put that in as well. I like that. The Jets. I'm going to give you all the AFC East teams as long as you're joining us for a limited amount. We have the Dolphins, Bills there. Jets, they're 3.5-point favorites at Tennessee.
Aaron Rodgers looked better than I expected, even though they got blown out in the game. You compare him to Kirk Cousins in week one, coming off Achilles injuries. Kirk Cousins was a statue. He was immobile. He took a lot of snaps in shotgun, which he usually doesn't do because he couldn't take those drops, those three-step, five-step, seven-step drops quick enough. Rodgers looked a little bit better, but that O-line just did not hold up against San Fran's front. The 49ers only blitzed 5% of the time, and Rodgers got pressured 28% of his dropbacks. That's a real problem and something to keep an eye on going forwards. Also, I don't know if you guys saw the passing chart that went around on Twitter yesterday where they put a eye patch, like a pirate patch, on one of Rodgers' eyes because he only threw to the left side of the field the entire game. I don't know what's up with that, but you can be sure the Tennessee Titans have seen that same chart and are preparing for that chart. Money came in on Tennessee. Line open 4.5. It's down to 3.5. You can argue that Tennessee, I mean, you, when I say you can argue, you should argue Tennessee should have beat the Chicago Bears last week. Plain and simple, their head coach, Brian Callahan, came out after the game and said, if we had just punted the ball on first down when we had the lead, every single first down for the rest of the game, we would have won. He's not wrong. It was just a catastrophe for them of errors that went wrong in that game. So I'm kind of torn on this one because Tennessee's like a little bit undervalued in the sense people will look at the final score and be like, oh, they lost to the Bears on the road. They actually played a really good football game. It's just I'm not sure on Will Levis yet in this three wide receiver system. Callahan wants to spread out the wide receivers, have Levis pick apart the defenses. Is he that guy? I don't know. Tough game for me. Two very uncertain quarterbacks, I think, at the beginning of the year. I'm very unlikely to have a bet on this game.
All right, very good. And the surprising Patriots had no idea that was coming. They are 3.5-point dogs at home hosting the Seahawks.
So some sharp money came in on the Seahawks today. It was -3. It's been bet up to 3.5. I still think the number's a bit short. I'm not buying into New England. Cincinnati does this every year. They start slow every year. They look miserable. It's been a real problem with Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow there. And I liked what I saw out of the Patriots defense, but offensively, it's so vanilla for them. And they just lined up and they tried to run the ball on Cincinnati, which you can do. DJ Reader used to be the defensive tackle in Cincinnati. He's gone. He's in Detroit. Massive hole. Patriots had success running the ball. That's not going to work on Seattle. They brought over Mike McDonald from Baltimore. You look at how they shut down the Broncos running game last week. It was abysmal. I mean, the Broncos couldn't get anything on the ground. They needed Bo Nix to start throwing the ball. That's similar to what's going to happen here with the Patriots, in my opinion. And they don't have the playmakers to make that work. Jacoby Brissett's fine as a game manager. He's not going to stretch the field. They're not going to move the ball. Seattle's offense got a lot better as the game went on against Denver last week. Geno struggled in the early going. They have a new offensive coordinator, new system under Ryan Grubb there. But I think that this is honestly a very sneaky, underrated team because I like the coaching staff for the Seahawks. So I'm not ready to buy the Patriots. They had the lowest win total of any team in the NFL going into the season. Now, all of a sudden, the gear has shifted and there's some optimism around them. I don't buy it. I think they're still a really, really bad football team. I like the Seahawks.
All right, there you go. Rob Pizzola. Again, he's going to join us on Wednesdays around this time, and he comes to us courtesy of Forward Progress, which is part of the Hammer Betting Network. And Forward Progress produces daily NFL betting content to keep you informed, help you get that step up on the book. So you check out Forward Progress on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. Follow Rob on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. He likes the Dolphins-Bills over tomorrow night. He likes the Tua rushing prop, and he likes Tua take a flyer, maybe everything in your savings account, Tua to score a touchdown at 10-1, right? That's what you suggest usually if you come up with a pick like that, a prop at everything in your savings account.
It's been a long time since I've had to give the responsible gaming ad on here, but it's week 2 of the season. It's probably a good time to don't bet with money that you don't have, people. Don't bet with money that you don't have.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant to say. What did I say? That's what I meant to say. And he likes the Seattle Seahawks laying the points, right? Yeah, they're laying the points.
Laying the points
in New England. There you go, Rob Pizzola.
And Mark, if you do send me more Crowder powder, I will pay for the shipping this time around. I didn't know, I don't want you to hold that against me for the entirety of this show.
No, I hold it against Crowder for charging me for the Crowder powder. I mean, that seems to be ridiculous with the partnership that we have, the amount of times I talk about it on the air. But listen, if I win this Tua prop because I'm putting everything I have on it based on your suggestion, I'll hand deliver the Crowder powder to you.
I'm running a business here, Hawk.
Yeah, support your friend's business, Mark. What is this? No handouts. We don't need handouts. Support the business.
We got you, Rob. Yours is special. Hawk got to pay for his.
Yeah, I paid double, I think. All right, Rob Pizzola. How are things in Canada? Everything's good. How's the weather? Turning cold?
It's getting good. It's like 75 today. It's not bad. Hmm. It'll be, by October, it'll be cold, but can't complain.
Did you have a good week one gambling?
I had a great week one. Really, really good. But I did publicly give out the Carolina Panthers as a bet. Ooh,
and what on earth made you think that they were going to cover?
You know what? I didn't really realize how bad Bryce Young truly is. Like, they upgraded at a lot of positions this offseason. They brought in two new guards on the offensive line. They brought in Deontay Johnson, Jadeveon Clowney on the D-line. New head coach and Dave Canales, like Frank Reich was there. He didn't really care about anything anymore. I just convinced myself that was going to miraculously turn their season around. But Bryce Young he's bad, like really, really bad. And you're only as good as your worst bet that you made when you were giving out public picks.
That's true.
And I went like 7-1, but I gave out seven and two. I gave out the Panthers and Titans. But the people will remember the Panthers pick. So great week. But not in the public limelight.
Guessing you're staying off the Panthers the rest of the season.
I might bet them this week, but you can be sure that I will not publicly admit that I bet them. I will never go down that road again.
That's excellent. All right, follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Thank you, Rob. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Good luck with your bets this week.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take a break here in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll come back with a little bit more Hockman and Crowder. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Well, we love you, Moeller. And if you were in front of me, I'd give you a big hug. Mm-mm.
Don't come near me.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, you want to do those Marlins ticket giveaways here, Crowder?
Yes.
What caller number do we want to take? We have Marlins tickets every day this week. There's another contest going on, by the way. Women's professional soccer is coming to South Florida. We've got tickets for you to see that. Fort Lauderdale United FC on the campus of NSU, Nova Southeastern University. That's September 29th. If you want to win those tickets, go to WQAM.com because you can register to win the tickets right there on the website, WQAM.com. We've got Marlins tickets on this show, and it's for Marlins Braves. September 21st That's Beer Fest at Marlins Park, Lone Depot Park. You can sample domestic, international, and local craft brews. And if you want to win the tickets, you got to be 21 or over to win. And if you don't win them today, we'll have another pair tomorrow and Friday. What caller number do you want to take for these Marlins tickets?
10. Proposition 10, whatever that guy's contract
Exhibition 10. What was it? What's the contract that he signed?
Yeah, you got it. Exhibit from Pimp My Ride 10. You got it.
Exhibition 10. What's his contract?
Caller number 10-305. Be funny if that guy won. It's possible that he's listening.
He needs them.
He can't afford Marlins tickets on his own.
He's shooting him $5 a day.
305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. One other thing I wanted to remind everybody, we have this huge event coming up on Wednesday the 25th. That's at Smoke on the Water in Weston. It's our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall. And if you want to come out, enjoy a fine whiskey and a good cigar, like a Swisher Sweet, and have a little sports talk, a little kibitz, if you will, a little kibitz. You come on out. Now, to be there, it's free, but you have to RSVP at WQAM.com. That'll get you an invite in and a complimentary cigar. You got to be over 21, by the way. Please drink responsibly. And I'm under the impression that it may be kind of sold out, even though it doesn't cost you anything, and it's at a waiting list point. But I'm telling you, if you want to come on out and join us for Whiskey Stars and Cigars, you need to start at WQAM.com. Click on the Whiskey Stars and Cigars link and register there, and hopefully you'll be able to join us. Wednesday, September 25th, Smoke on the Water in Weston, again, presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall, and the official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out than the main man. You can go online to themainman.com. Also sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen and Judah.
All right. Just looked it up. I live 11 minutes from Smoke on the Water.
It's going to be the time of our lives.
Oh, I've been going there.
You're 11 minutes from Weston?
Yes. I live right on the other side of 75.
Huh. I didn't realize you were that close to Weston. Weston feels like the end of the world to me.
People see, they act like Weston is Naples.
That's what it feels like to me. Whenever I get, like, I remember every now and then we would get, like, Lori's friend or something. We'd be invited to go see someone in Weston. And I go, I'm not going to Weston. Way too far. It does feel like it's going to Naples.
It's right there. I'm 11. I just looked it up because I've been going there 10 plus years. I'm going there a long time. It's 11 minutes from my house.
All right. Well, we're going to have a good time on the 25th. And if you want to join us, start at WQAM.com. All right. Let's take a quick break here, and then when we come back, we'll give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Pointas las pilas.
Hawk and Crowder.
We're navigating a lot of activity on this Wednesday. Tomorrow, be busy, because you got a game night. Friday, we'll react to the game. I mean, things are happening. Let me give you a quick 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealers. I was looking on Yahoo, the NFL Week 2 power rankings. Do you want to guess? I'll go backwards. Do you want to guess who is ranked as the worst team in the NFL?
Panthers.
Yeah, Carolina Panthers. I don't think there's any question. I just don't see how they get out of this bind that they're in.
The Browns got to be down there, too. They look terrible.
Well, who's the backup to Deshaun Watson, though?
No idea.
Is it Joe Flacco?
No, Flacco's in Indy. He's in Heinrich.
I thought he was in Indy last year, and then he left.
Oh, it's Jameis, no. Right? Isn't it Jameis Winston?
Yes.
It is Jameis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, things are going to go south there in Cleveland. Well, I'll give you. So here's the power rankings according to Yahoo Sports. The worst team in the league, Carolina Panthers, number 32. Number 31, the New York Giants. They're a disaster as well.
Goodness gracious.
Number 30,
get benched.
They have the New England Patriots at 30, even though they're 1-0. And they write, hats off to Gerard Mayo and the Patriots. Plenty of analysts spoke for weeks how the Patriots would be the worst team in the NFL. While this probably isn't starting a long winning streak, the Patriots played hard and smart in week one. The defense was excellent. Mayo deserves a lot of credit for that.
Yep.
But nobody's really buying into them. I don't think I am either.
Nah, boring-ass offense. Yeah, 16 points. Get out of here.
Number 29, the Denver Broncos. Number 28, the Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. Number 27, the Washington Commanders. 26, the Arizona Cardinals. 25, the Raiders. 24, Green Bay. They say the Packers have to move way back. We'll reassess after Jordan Love comes back, so on and so forth. I'm with that. Like, if they have to play Malik Willis for a while, I think they're going to be in trouble.
When I was at Tennessee, hell, Will Levis beat out Malik Willis. So, but I was just there, man. He was so unenergetic. It kind of got to me. I don't even care what the hell Tennessee does, but watching them play got to me, man. I think Green Bay's going to be bad.
Now I'll go from the top up. Who do you think is the best ranked team in the NFL according to Yahoo Sports?
Kansas City.
Kansas City Chiefs. Number two.
Who? Niners.
San Francisco. Number three.
Ugh. Ravens?
Detroit Lions.
Oh, that was a good win.
I think they're going to be good too. Number four, the Dallas Cowboys.
they look good.
Regular season success. Like, this is a power rank of the regular season. They looked good.
CD looked amazing. Dak looked good. But I've read this book before. I know what's about to happen.
Ravens are number five. The Bills are number six. The Eagles, number seven. The Texans, number eight. And the Miami Dolphins come in as number nine in the Yahoo NFL power rings. Seems like I'm okay with that after week one.
I'm actually happy about it. Because a 2017 win over Jags? Who's below the Dolphins? Just
The Rams, the Jets, the Seahawks, the Buccaneers. Buccaneers, I think they're sleeping on them a little bit.
Yeah, playoffs 3 years in a row. I think people look at Baker Mayfield just disrespectfully every time they see his name.
Yep.
But he wants some BBs to damn Mike Evans. You know I'm a Bucs fan.
Yahoo Sports writes about the Dolphins at number nine. Tua Tagovailoa will remain the most underrated quarterback in the NFL for a while. Through Sunday's games, Tua's 338 yards led the NFL, and it still led the NFL after Monday night's game. He was one of only two quarterbacks over 300 yards in the opener. After the Dolphins fell behind, he played well in the second half. When the Dolphins had a shot to drive downfield and win the game, Tagovailoa hit a couple big passes to get Miami into field goal range. Yes, Tua has great playmakers around him, but he's pretty good too.
And what, we have four drops? If I can remember, I know Jonnu dropped one.
I know Jonnu had two. I think Durham Smythe had two drops.
Early. Like, yeah, I could count four drops. Huck, you know, you've been saying it for years. Like, Brian Flores put this cloud over Tua that I don't think will ever get off, because you lead the NFL. You're top three in every quarterback category that is counted, and people still look at him funny.
Well, I enjoyed reading that little capsule from Yahoo, because very rarely do they say Tua's underrated, and yes, he's got great weapons, but he's really good too. I enjoyed reading that.
Well, you heard it though. Oh, he had 300 yards. Well, 150 of it was Tyreek and Jalen Waddle running. It was just, that was a 20 yard pass. Get the hell out of here. Led the guy in stride. Come on, man.
But it goes back to, I can't remember who we had on from outside of South Florida a couple weeks ago, when we were talking about Tua MVP props, and they're like, well, no, because he's never going to be the best player on his team. It's always going to be Tyreek Hill.
No, we shall see. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get you some headlines. We'll talk some Dolphins as we get ready for tomorrow night's game against the Buffalo Bills. And don't forget tomorrow, by the way, because we'll talk plenty with Gino Toretta tomorrow. We'll talk Miami Hurricanes tomorrow. Gino Toretta is going to join us, and Don Bailey Jr. as well. We got to give him some lines tomorrow. So DBJ is going to join us tomorrow on the program. So do not go anywhere.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Opinion is the jungle between knowledge and ignorance.
Hawk and Crowder.